The constituents have found that their health insurance costs have gone up anywhere from 28% to 68%. I know one company that had to lay off two or three people, the one that had the 68% increase. Other people were saying the same thing. So the bill really is still a job-killing bill. And this district, which has unemployment at that started at 6.5% when Mr. Boccheri took over, now is close to 12%, can't afford to lose any more jobs.
People who support the bill say it's not – that's not because of the bill. They say that's the insurance companies. Those provisions of the bill haven't even kicked in yet.
Well, I disagree there. There are some provisions that have kicked in. I mean, let's face it. And some of the provisions are good. I've said all along we need health care reform. So I'm not one that say we don't need reform. I think we do. The problem is the reform that we just passed took care of coverage. It didn't take care of costs. So we've added coverage. We've added more risk to the insurance companies. And, yes, they have raised their premiums. There's no doubt about that. But a lot of it is because we've added additional liability to them without giving an incentives for costs to come down and bringing costs down.
On the stimulus bill, the president was in Ohio on Labor Day announcing a $50 billion proposal to spend on roads and highways and airports, rail, and then he had another meeting at the White House this week about it. What do you think about spending on infrastructure? Good idea, bad idea?
Well, let's face it, infrastructure is something that's always needed, and as I've talked to many road contractors, bridge contractors, they say it's there anyway. That's always going to be a job, so it's not a job creating It's not job creating dollars. Those dollars are always required. We're always going to need infrastructure. And I do believe in maintaining our infrastructure. But the problem is we can't continue to spend and spend and spend. This now appears to be a new idea. But quite frankly, it's the same idea. Let's continue to spend money we don't have. Let's continue to borrow more money we don't have. Let's continue to borrow money from China because we don't have it. At some point in time, we have to bring fiscal responsibility back to the federal government, and we can't just keep up coming up with spending programs. You know, we've already spent $800 billion in stimulus that didn't work. Unemployment went from 6.5% to 12% in this district. That when that stimulus was talked about, it was said that our unemployment would never exceed, I think it was 8% or 8%. You know, look at where it's at today, 9.5%. It's not working. So it's easy to talk about spending money that's not yours. It's easy to talk about spending money you don't have that's not yours. A business owner realizes that sometimes you have to spend money, but you have to be fiscally responsible with it.
There's been an argument by the Democrats that the Republicans are just trying to obstruct everything. They're not really trying to work in a bipartisan way. Do you think there's a need for bipartisanship in government?
Well, clearly there's not bipartisan today because the Democrats have laid out plans that that most Americans don't like. A no vote is not an obstructionary vote. It's a vote for the American people right now. So when people are voting no, they're voting because they're not comfortable, and the American people aren't comfortable with our direction. It's interesting. This morning I walked through a couple businesses earlier today, and I had a lot of workers come up to me and say, what do you think about the direction? Well, you know, what would you do different? Or tell me why you're better. They ask all the normal questions you're asking me. And it's interesting. It's the first question I ask them, are you happy with the way things are going? They said, absolutely not. These are people making minimum wage. Are you happy with the direction our country's going? Absolutely not. So I think what's happening is I don't think the Republicans are obstructionists. I think the Republicans are actually voting no because they're voting with the will of the people right now. Now, that doesn't mean that Republicans haven't done some things wrong in the past either. But right now, a no vote is really a vote with the will of the people.
So there are a lot of people say that actually it's the Republicans' fault, this mess that we're in. They say, you know, jobs, there were 8 million jobs lost under Bush Cheney. That, you know, the banking crisis happened under them, that they ought to be held. You know, those policies were what led us into this mess, some people say.
You know, it's interesting. Coming from a business guy who's operated over 60 businesses that were usually in trouble, the last thing I did when I got in was say, boy, this is all the fault of the guys before me. You know what I really did is I took what we had and we moved forward. You can't look back. You got to move forward. Truly, we can blame everything on the past or we can move forward. I'm for moving forward. I'm for taking what we have today and moving forward and getting the business, the small business owner, back on track. Certainty and predictability, getting them back to a point where they want to reinvest back in their future business. They want to reinvest back in their employees. We got to quit looking back at the past. We can blame anybody for the past. Anytime there's a problem in life, you can always blame a guy from the past. How about let's fix in the problems we have today?